to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome, you are live at Resettled Radio by Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition. It's not Auckland Resettled Community Coalition anymore. They have changed the name, and you have a fantastic day today, and you are with Joby here. It's Planet FM 104.6, and it's so cool day. So let's start the conversation, because today's topic is about parenting. It's about you. How well you can communicate with the younger people and why it is important for parents to talk to your young people in your home, right? And this is a very important topic to my heart, and it's a very important topic around all the parents who are listening to today's topic, right? And let's start with a good song, right? And this song, I think, is really touched my heart about how the struggles are and how happy you can be, right? And this song is pretty cool, right? And I hope that you will love it.
Amazing things that can come from some terrible lie.
You are back online, and this is Joby here, and you are listening to Reset Radio, Planet FM 104.6, and this is run by our Reset Reset Community Coalition. And today we are talking about parenting, right? And this is a song that, you know, would have amazed you if you are listening to it. Just because I was listening to it at one time, and I felt that this is really resembling the struggles of younger people, that, you know, we do feel at some time that people don't understand us. We do feel that at some time that we are not recognized by society. We do feel that at some time we are suppressed and depressed by society, and we undergo a lot of pressure during this type of age. And you know what? That younger age between 12, before 12 and between 24, that age is majorly considered as an adolescent age, right? They don't consider it more into adult life, but it's a starting yourself to become adult, right? And this is the age that reshape a child to become more into an adult life and have that understanding of how adult life gonna be, right? And this is kind of a door to the new world, right? The world that they don't know of, right? The world that they always scared of. Just make sure that whenever you are parenting, you know, you have a kid and, you know, he's a very young person, he is reshapable and he is really thinking, he is really smart and he is really attractive and he had the personality to himself, and build that personality, right? That's what parenting is all about, right? Parenting is about reshaping the values, reshaping the personality, giving much more perspective to what the person can understand. If it is even a girl, if it is even a boy, just do one thing as a parent. Just embrace them, they'll love them as you do always, right? And show that love, right? Because, you know, as I say, I came, you know, I do have my mom. You know, I'm so proud of her, and she's amazing. Why? Because, you know, after my father passed away, and we happened to, you know, struggle a lot, you know, and my mother kept everything all together. And as a widow, it's not easy as it is. You know the social norm, you know the struggles a widow have, and between that, she raised us to a stronger person. And I think that it was last week that I took her to the awarding ceremony that I had for, you know, for us, because it's a highly recognized blues award, and I was recognized for service and leadership. And I bought my mom just because I want her to know that I still respect her, because she kept me alive and kept me as strong as, you know, who I am today. And she made me who I am today, right? That's what parents are. Parents reshape a younger person. But remember that is not only the family reshaping a younger person. The studies do say that younger people are reshaped by not only, you know, the family's experience, but also the experience that they get outside of the families, especially making friends, you know, having good friends and having, you know, a good relationship, right? Or having, you know, open talk with people, right? Or being in a school also reshape them. Especially teachers reshape them in a longer way in a career perspectives, right? I do say that when I was in a school, and I happen to be, you know, realizing that that's what, you know, reshaped me who I am today, right? Why my ideal was changed from just a younger person to become more into a responsible adult. It's, and I don't know whether I'm a responsible adult. I still do things, you know, and my mom still say, you know, you have to be responsible, Joby. And, you know, I'm still not perfect, but, you know, we trying our best to, you know, do what we can, you know, and making ourselves best. That's what the younger people does need it in a huge, is having that tough corner and having also the heart to love people, right? And I think that was given by my teachers, my friends, and my families, and all the people that I met in life, right? And this is something resembled to the story I read, Five People You Met in Heaven, right? So it's a story about five random people that he happened to be related to, but he doesn't know that he saved their life, right? And then he met him in heaven, and they were telling their part of the story and telling them that how that's changed me, right? And that's how things are reshaping younger people, right? And even at school, if a younger person going through a bullying or going through an abuse or being insulted or broken friendship or broken relationship can reshape and shape the person's perspective and understanding of the world around himself or herself. Just make sure you are a parent, you know, and you are excited about this topic. You know, we just today talk about it, and you know, on a Gaudlag is just on his presentation today. I think it was a presentation right now, and Isidin went on a camp. So I told him, Isidin, are you going for a camp? And Isidin, yeah, he is going for a camp. So sadly, I am today with you, but I'm going to be open up and I'm going to be sharing what it meant to me as parenting was and why this is valuable, and why it you should be listening to the radio and you should be taking this point, because this will help you to change your younger person life, you to change your child life. That's very important for yourself. And let's go back to a story time. I think that it was, yeah, I think it was a day that I met with one of my friend, and I asked him that, how well you talk to your parent? And he said that, he does not talk that much. I asked him why that would be, because, you know, why it is all the time that you do, you know, you couldn't talk to your parent, or you have difficulties communicating with, you know, an adult or someone who is about your age. And most often, you know, it's a very simple thing that's existing everywhere, is most people, you know, find it harder to communicate with the other because they don't show vulnerability. Vulnerability is the biggest ideal thing. It's a good thing for leadership as well, because, you know, as a leader, I was told and I was recognized that showing vulnerabilities is very important. It's not easy to show your weakness. You know, most often as a parent, you know, that parents, they fail to show their vulnerability. They fail to show that they are vulnerable. They fail to. They don't want to show that they were crying. They don't want to show that they are struggling. But please do, you know, show them that you are struggling. Tell them and be open about it. Because our younger generation, they are very smarter now. They are not, you know, someone who was reading something on the internet or spending time on gaming. They also wanted to know about the world that is around them. Show them that this is a struggle that we have. Showing vulnerability help you to communicate way better, right? And, you know, being empathized with them, you know, showing empathy is, you know, ideal thing for anything as a leader, even as a, you know, a parent, you know, to guide someone, show the vulnerability and show love and show courage and, you know, be there for them, you know, and tell them that whatever struggle it is, we're going to get through together. It's not, you know, alone. Don't let younger person feeling alone, because, you know, that's no right. Because when I talk to my friend, I happen to be realizing that he's feeling himself that he is so alone that he could not be able to express himself to his parents, and he could not be able to tell anyone anything about it unless the friends. And that's where the friends ideally came in. So this is how your social network works. You know, most often younger people, you know, happen to realize their life reshaped along with the friendship, because they do share a lot with friends, right? Compared to your parents, they do share a lot, right? And when they do share a lot, they happen to make a good bonding with friends. When they do make bonding with friends, when friendships go in the bad shape, that's also affect who they are. That's also shaping them to see, well, whether it is a trouble on my side or whether it is a trouble on the other, right? And there's a lot of complexity around their personality reshaping. And sometimes taking who you are, identifying who you are, and taking those complexities is very important. So just point out, you know what, parenting by now is guiding a younger person and letting the younger person to become you know, good ideal personality and to become someone that who he is or she is, and giving them a value, giving them a behavior, and giving them something to emphasize, and giving them a rough corner and also a soft corner that they can be there to, right, and express themselves to. And also remember, the next step is was showing vulnerability. That's the first thing that we were talking about. How well you can show your vulnerability and why it is important. If you do show your vulnerability, it will help you to communicate with anyone way better. And it's the most complex in every VR that you have. And if you are a parent, if you are being worried about young person, just make sure that you either check us out on ARCC website, go to Google and just Google it, you know, our research at community college and ARCC itself, and you will find, you know, our details, and make sure you just ring them and tell them about it and talk about it. It's very important, right? And don't think that you are alone, right? Anything can happen in life, and that shouldn't break you who you are, and is you have to have the responsibility to take care of your children, and you should be not letting them alone, right? And that's something that I felt from myself, and I felt that it's something that my mom did, you know, and most of you are doing already. And you know, I'm just sharing my thoughts of, you know, what my perspective gonna be to parenting itself. I love my mom just because of her power and her cover, you know, her strongness, strength, and also her vulnerability that she, you know, feel. If she feel depressed, she do show to us that this is what depression is. I do find that it's also something had a main issue between, you know, between communities, or even between younger people or younger communities, is showing emotions. You know, they find really hard to understand what their emotional states are. It's important to show them what is crying, and crying, even you are a man, you know, because I used to be, you know, told that if you are a boy, or, you know, a man, or even an adult guy, that you shouldn't cry. And I was like, oh, this is so stigmatized that it doesn't matter who you are, what gender you are. You, as a younger person, you can cry. Crying is all right, right? And being sad is all right. Being stressed is all right. Being broke is all right. Right, and that's the quote that I'm gonna put to you for a younger person. You are listening. If you are listening to the radio, just make sure that you pop into the topic and just, you know, discuss with us. And you know, and you can even, you know, send us a message and say, "This is fantastic, and I love it." You know, Joby, love you, and you know, and make sure that you are happy and had a wonderful day today. And listen to that topic and remember those specific points that I'm pulling out. And why? Because it's important you as a parent to listen to younger person and understand younger person about what you can do to make sure that they are on the right track, how you can make sure that they are doing something right and they do know what is right and what is wrong. The best thing that you can give as a parent is the child's knowledge to a child to choose what is right and what is wrong, right? Because that's something as a capacity that was given to me as a, from my parents, to know what is right and stand for what is right and stand for what is wrong, right? And that's something I was felt from my heart. And if you're a young person, I know that I don't want to bore you, so let's listen to the song and pop into the conversation. And I think that this song is more about, because I talked about friendship, and I really want to say, you know, if you want to be a friend with me, just sneak around and just send a message to ARCC website, and then they would just tag me in, right? Or there are fantastic people in, you know, ARCC, you know, and you would be able to, you know, talk to them. There's younger people in ARCC, you know, the Youth United Voice, and they do have youth ambassadors there, and they are amazing people, and you should just pop in and just talk to them, right? And making friends with them, right? And ask them, can I have a coffee date with you? It's not a coffee date, it's just coffee date, right? And just have a coffee date with you. And have the talk with them. Is why? Because that help you to overcome your fear and help you to, you know, relax yourself and help you to make your friends. Because I know you are newly arrived and you are resettled newly. And if you do, it's not easy to make friends or easy to talk to people. But trust me that we are way easier than you think. We are not complex. We are very easier people to talk with. I am very easier people to talk with if you wanted to talk to me. Or there is youth ambassadors that they are way easier than myself who you can talk to. And making friends with them is amazing that they can, you can do, right? It's a tip, right? And make sure you have the healthy chat. and talk to them about the problem that you face or you have that you cannot share with your parent, but you are could be sharing with someone who is as a youth ambassador. Or if you do want to share with your parent and but you're finding a difficulty there, you want someone to help you the transition, right? Or if you are a parent, you are concerned about hearing a person, please talk to ERCC so that you could get a bridge that in between that can be built across, so that you can way better communicate with your younger person and shape what their life's gonna be, right? And trust me, that we are amazing, right? Yeah, we are amazing. Let's listen to the song about friendship. Why? Because friendship is the biggest ideal thing that reshape younger people during this adolescent age, right? And this is a song by Bruno Mars. I know that people love Bruno Mars, and I do so. So please do listen to this song. And if you do love it, and please say, Bruno Mars, I love you. No, Bruno Mars, I hate you. No, Bruno Mars, I love you. So just make sure you just listen to the song and have a fun day, right? And the topic is parents.
I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need.
Yes, you can count on me. You can count on your friends. Why? Because, you know, that's what ideal friendship is, right? And I know that there is nothing as a perfect friendship, right? But there are friendships that they do give the most and, you know, allow people to connect and show vulnerability and show the true personality and does not have any complexity being friends. But it doesn't matter is between a girl and boy. It doesn't matter is between boy and boy. It doesn't matter between girl and girl, right? It doesn't matter what gender the friendship is. That friendship is something that idealized younger people between, right? And it's to help them to bridge themselves because they do find way easier to communicate with someone who is just like them. right? And they do share a lot, they do talk a lot, and when they do share themselves, they happen to find a home, right? That home is a special home that they always sneak in and share stuff, right? And if you're a parent, just don't be worried about it, right? It's very, very normal to have friends, and having a good friend is good, but letting your parent know who that friend is very important, right? I think that that's where, you know, the communication comes in. You know, if you are someone being so strict to your younger person, just remember one thing is don't put a lot of harsh pressure, right? Because pressurized young kids, they don't tell you everything. They wouldn't tell you who they are sharing their secrets with, or who they are sharing their life with, or who they are talking to. Right? Because why? Because it's very important. If you don't know who they are talking to, if something has happened, you wouldn't know what really has happened. You wouldn't know the real story behind it. So make yourself good, and please do talk to them and ask them one question today, is who your friend is. I want to meet them and I want to really have the chat in a normal way, not in the harsh way, just saying, oh, who you are friend, I want to come and meet him and I want to talk to him just because, you know, I want to know who it is. Just don't do that, right? Because I feel bad if my mom did it, right? So just make sure you just be on a nice voice and ask them and encourage their friends and friends' families to meet you. Because I know there's some complexity within the reseller community. It's also finding that space, you know, and inviting them is also having that complexity. If your son or if your daughter have found a friend, just make sure you invite their family too, right? Because their family should know as well, right? That this is my son, this is my daughter, he is with your son or your daughter, right? And we have that relationship, and if they do know that, it will be very acceptable, and it's also, you know, very much acknowledgeable, and it will bring a lot of understanding to young people. And they also see that their parents are not harsh, they're very open, and they shouldn't hide anything that's happened between. And they would be able to share the stuff that they could, right? And they will be more relaxed around you compared to having very strict and non-talking or not communicating behavior. And that is something that you could do as today, or just ask them who their friends are, and you will be happy to find out that their friends are amazing people too, right? And then you will be, this is your friends. Are you friend with Ed Sheeran? Maybe the Bruno Mars. No, because you happen to see the friends, you know, you can count on me, 1, 2, 3, and I will be there for you. That's how the friendships are, right? And they will be there, and they will be there emotionally and physically over there, and they would be able to, you know, navigate your daughter or your son over the chapter. At some time, they are very matured and they are very well understanding about what their backgrounds are, what their surroundings are. And when that friends help each other, that support them a lot, even with bullying or even with abusing. Because if a child is alone without a friend, is more likely to be abused, more likely to be, you know, depressed, more likely to be, you know, mentally stressed, and more likely to be bullied. So please make sure that if, you know, your son or daughter is going through bullying, just ask them what has happened. If they do, you know, you can. Trust me, my mom can predict my face. She can say, all right, Joby, you are happy. Something has happened, right? And I will be like, oh, yeah, mom, this has happened. How do you know? And she knows that because, you know, we are with you for, you know, years now. And we lived with you for years. And as a parent, you know our faith. You know how we are going through. You know what we are going through. And you is the main ideal person who can communicate well with us. Right, and that you, because you understand us very well, right, and don't have that complexity. Just be there and ask them that, child, you know, my son, my daughter, what has happened today? Do you need help? Do you find that harder? Can you be able to share with me? Because I feel for you. Trust me that as a parent that I'm there for you. Telling that I'm there for you is very important. Right, tell them that you are there for them. You have all the years, and you're never gonna judge. Please don't judge them. Right, just being what something that they are telling you. Don't judge it. right? Because you never know the real truth, and please don't judge it, right? And let them talk to you. When they do share, ask them what the real problems are, right? Why? Because when they used to share with friends, and if they don't have friends, they're being bullied, and there is no one to really support them and tell them that, I am here, bro, or I am here, child, I am here, son, or I am here, you know, as a friend. There's no one to tell them. If there's no one to tell them, they are more likely to be pressurized a lot. And this is the main reason for mental health problems. And, you know, I'm telling you, this is the main tip. It's, as a parent, go out there and then have that ice cream. You know, I used to say that, have ice cream with your child, right? Or do something creative. Right? Or take them to, you know, somewhere that they would love to go, right? If they are depressed, you find out, take them there and say, all right, you know, we're going to be doing ice skating, or we're going to be doing rock climbing, and we will love to do that. And just be there and spend time with them, even if it is a small hiking that you want to take him to or take her to. And if you do so, that will be a lot. Now, I do know that, you know, especially with girls, you know, with, you know, girl child, is really harder to communicate with at some point of time. And if you, as a parent, are finding the difficulty, just do one thing, is they are also a child. They are also from you. Right, and they also, you know, from your age, you know, you were there during the time. You know how hard it is. And I know that it's very different to New Zealand itself, because we came from very different backgrounds and very different understanding. But our values reshape a lot, because our younger people are more resilient in every way it is, right? Trust me, they are way brilliant. They understand emotion. There was one research study that was done in between children who are in adolescent age, and they've proven that adolescent age children does understand emotion way well. Even a child who was below 12 years do understand your parent emotion a lot, right? Why? Because we have well connected emotionally. When you do so, please do that pop-in talk. Have the talk. Take him or her to a fantastic place that they will love to go. They will visit to go. And even listen to a song. That's the second tip. Right? I'm giving you a lot of tip today. Right? And listen to a song with them. And watch a movie with them. Right? And you do have the pop-up. You know that? What do they call it? I forgot the popcorn thingy. They do have the homemade microwave pop-up. Just do the popcorn and put a movie, and then watch a movie with him or her. And say to him that, alright, today we watch a movie, we have fun, and we want to be relaxed with him. Because that's what I do, right? Because it's really complicated when you talk with young people. Just being with them help you to understand more, because they won't tell you straight ahead what the problem is. When you be with them, you could understand a lot, trust me. And you can solve them very curiously, right? And also giving value, because that's the next topic that we want to pop in. But if we want a good, you know, put a good, nice song, right? And the songs are very touchy, right? And I really wanted to, you know, play some songs about, you know, friendships, and songs about, you know, bullying, songs, a guy's bullying, and that will be something that, you know, really special to the heart, is songs about, you know, talking about how happy the life could be and how happy it can be, right? And let's listen to this song, and I think that it's something that is very very nice song that I found out was, you know, then you should listen to. And music can help you, as I always tell you. And this is Joe, and we will be back on, and we will be talking about, you know, how we're already talking about parenting, and I'm going to give you a tip about, you know, certain things that you can do and make yourself able to talk to your younger person in your family, and use music and use movie. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I see you again. We've come a long way. Yeah, we came a long way from where we began. You know we started. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See?
tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
It's been a long way, yeah. So this is a song for Paul Walker in the Fast and Furious. If you watch Fast and Furious, you would know that Paul Walker have died within the series when they took over. And why there's a good song for friendship, because they talked about that on the end of the movie, that they literally made a song for him to remember that his death is, you know, torn apart the friendship that they had and torn apart everyone that they loved to. And that's very ideal to younger people, because, you know, we were talking about friendship and we had even to, you know, having that friendship is not, you know, friendship can be between parents as well, parents and the younger person. Remember, if you are a parent, do one thing is make a friendship with them, right? And be fun. As I told you, just take them for, you know, a coffee date, or take them for, you know, ice skating or a fantastic rock climbing. There is a lot of opportunities that you can do. Even, you know, hiking or fishing, right? Take them to the air and have a friendly chat, you know, be friend with them. Ask them that, well, who their friends are and who they talk to and what do they like about their school, you know, and ask the normal question. Because I remember my mom always asked one question whenever I came back home. She asked me that, Joby, tell me one thing that happened today at your school. Start with that question, right? Ask them, what happened, child? What happened to you today at your school? If a younger person or if a child can show you that information or show you something, that is much more, it's a starting step, right? You will get there. You will be their best friends, you know. They are, you know, you are the more ideal to them, right? I love my parents a lot because, you know, they reserve a lot. You know, they do, you know, they do work for a lot for us, you know, and they love us a lot, you know. It's not my words, it's the words of, you know, younger people in, you know, from resettled communities. It's a true words from them, right? And remember that is making things way better and way easier, and you can snap it. And why I was, you know, putting that song is just to idealize that, how, because, you know, I have, you know, even if Sidin was there, he was sharing about that, how that affected his school when there was someone who committed suicide. And it's alright to talk about suicide, right? Don't put things as it is awkward, or don't put things that, you know, this is bad or this is complex or this is way harder. Don't put like that, right? Make things way easier, right? How you can do that is just being there, right? And having that good chat with them and, you know, making that friendship with him. And why? Because, you know, I was talking about Isadine's story, that Isadine was at school and there was someone who committed suicide. That affected everyone in the school, right? And because everyone are friend with, you know, her. And when she committed suicide, and that literally affected her, you know, him and his friends and everyone in the classroom. And see, you are also a parent. If something happened like that, it would break everyone, as the song that was written for Paul Walker. And every young people is affected by what is upon them, right? If they do, and that you know, push a lot of pressure on, you know, younger people, and that's put a lot of pressure on themselves to think a lot, right? Don't let that happen. Don't let them be alone. Right? And I have a chat with them, and, you know, talk to them and watch something, and even talk about those problems. It's very important. Don't stigmatize mental health, right? Tell them that's all right to cry. That's all right to be stressed. All right to be anxious about things. It's not a bad thing. We can work around it. We can help you, and we can help each other. We can build a strong resilience. Building that resilience is very important. Building them to become a stronger person is very ideal. We know as a parent how much we gone through. We know as a parent that it's not easy to live our life, right? We know as a parent that a lot of struggle that we faced, and tell those stories, right? And get them to know it. That add a lot of value, because, you know, that I happen to meet younger people whenever I tell them the stories, and they happen to realize the potential. They have to change the world. They have to make a bigger change. And that come from the parent itself. If you're a parent, give something to it, right? It start with, you know, you can give $10 to him and say, all right, you have a choice. What you wanted to do is either you wanted to get your favorite ice cream, or either you want to donate that money to the person in need. But don't just give, you know, straight ahead, but, you know, put them a documentary. You can go to YouTube and type a documentary in Vice, right? Type that, it go to Vice, and they do have a lot of documentaries. They even Nat Geo have a lot of them. They even History have a lot of documentaries. There are a lot of documentaries about everything. And put the documentary and play them to that, and let them watch it, and ask them what their choice are after you give $10. And that will reshape their value, right? That will reshape a lot. And, you know, that's something that's idealizing, because I'm coming to the topic about how conditioning works, and how it's a part of my science, you know, the neuroscience, you know, the neuroscience guy now. So if you are listening, just, you know, keep yourself, you know, warm, and take a coffee and listen to me, right? And why it's important is because the way that you talk to younger people, also reshaping them, adding that value is important. It's showing the documentary and giving the $10 and asking him or her what they wanted to do will get you an idea of what their morality and what their value right now. And that will help you to reshape them, right? Help you to become a person who can make good choices in life, right? And reshape them and putting them. So I told my mom that if I'm going to have a child in future, what I would do is I will bring my child to a place that, you know, even if it is in Nepal, Bhutan, or even back in my country, that if I could go, that I will bring them there and show them that this is the life of people who are around the other side. And I want you to know that, right? Why? Because whatever you decide in your life, that's also affect not only yourself, around the people, around the world, right? And if you can make a right choice, if you can stand for something right, if you can have a passion that will change the world, that is the best ideal generation that you can create. As a parent, you will be proud within 20 to 30 years. You will be proud as a person, as my mom did. Right, you would be there in a stage that your child gonna get a biggest award for, not for something as, you know, something that's nothing, right? It's for something that's valuable to him or her as a passion, and also an award for the person itself, that who pushed the limits, who thought limits and barriers are nothing, and sky does not have a roof. There was no barrier to reaching the sky. When you reach, it grows and grows and grows and grows, right? That's how you could add that value to them, and you would be proud in the future, right? Adding value is the next thing. And we talked about friendship, and we talked about bullying. We're going to talk about youth suicide. Why? Because this is rising, and this is really upsetting to New Zealand itself, because based on 2017 records, it does say that New Zealand have a shocking youth suicide rate, and it is 15.6 suicides per 100,000 people. It's twice as high as other countries, and we are the worst in the OECD countries. Why? Because as a parent, you need to know that this is something that pushing a lot, and something that putting a lot of pressure on our young people. If that's so, if you don't have proper communication, if you don't show love, if you don't spend time with them, it would just pressure them a lot. They wouldn't know what to decide, and that's the main reason for youth suicides, is not having someone to really open up, or having someone to talk to, or having someone to spend time with. Right, so make sure you do that. Why? Because this is raising, this is alarming rate, and this is not right. Right, and most often the age is 15 to 19 is the highest rate. Right, and this is not right, and this shouldn't happen to our next generation. We should give a proper value to our next generation, and they would be. And if you are listening to the radio, just make sure that you love someone, love your child. That's an amazing feeling ever, you give born to them. I used to say, to my mom that, mom, the labor pain is the worst pain ever. And she said, oh, yeah, you know that, right? So you have to respect me. I said, yeah, mom, I always respect you, but don't strict me with something that is upon my limit, because if you become too strict, you have to be strict. We have to have negative reinforcement, which is we have to tell things in a bold way, in a tough way, but don't be too bold, And we also have the technique in parenting is playing the two key work. That means if a mom is strict, a father should be relaxed. Right, this is kind of a two key way that you can play, right? And if father is strict, mother should be relaxed, and it can be either for either gender, right? Because I think that it's opposite gender attraction. The more time that daughters are loved by the fathers, and sons are loved by the mothers, and if they do in opposite way, that's still right, and keep that warm, and make sure you just be that person. And ideally, if you happen to be a single mom, just remember, do one thing, is you can be both, right? You can be a nice mom, and you also can be strict about things. And being frank and strict and open is very important to reshape and sort. This is a reality, because they would know this is a reality, and that's a lot to them, because they are 15 to they are at getting to the adult life, because it's important for them. If they don't get to know that when they become adult and they gone into a different world and they become starting to become more independent, they would face a lot of struggles, and they won't get a chance to learn, right? It's better that they learn when they are with you, right, before they become independent. Right, when they become dependent, just give them responsibilities, give them a task, give them, say, all right, bro, son or daughter, would you do one thing? Can you do the gardening? And if you do the gardening, we will do that work, right? Or we will get you ice cream, or we will get you what your favorites are. Giving the responsibility is idealizing the importance of it. Even the studies say that the brothers or sisters who do take care of their younger sisters or younger brothers, if they do take care of them, they become more idealized mom. They generally gain more experience parenting, and also become so fond with the, fond with their younger brother or younger sisters. And that's also helped them to build their capability as a younger person to an adult. Right, so it's very idealizing there. And then let younger people be themselves. If they like music, if they like crazy music, and if they even like dance, even like something that they wanted to do, let them do it, right? And guide them with it. Because I loved it because I think that it was sometime that I met someone who was 16 years old, and she was, participated for international hockey. And I was like, asked her that, how you can do it? And she said, I am not alone here. My parents are with me. And who was with me whenever I was traveling outside? And who was with me because they know that the things I am doing. And they accepted me when I am failing my tests. Because they know that it's not ideal world to just get a proper A plus in everywhere. You still can be someone who is ideal by getting the normal marks and also being able to do amazing stuff in the world. And let me get back with, you know, with the topic of parenting and talk about everything. And this song, I think that this song is about bullying, right? And this is a song I think that is meant to a lot. And you should listen as a parent. And it's also for a young person. If you are listening to it, just make sure you tune in and then just listen to this song. It's so cool. Yeah. Right? This is by Mars and Melody. About a hit.
Please help me, God. I feel so alone. I'm just a kid. I can't take it on my own. I've cried so many tears, yeah, writing this song. Trying to fit in, where do I belong? I wake up every day, don't want to leave my home. My mama's asking me why I'm always alone. Too scared to sing, too scared to holler. I'm walking to school with sweat around my collar. I'm just a kid, I don't want no stress. My nose are bad, my life's a mess. The names you call me, they hurt real bad. I wanna tell my mom, but she's having trouble with my dad. I feel so trapped, there's nowhere to turn. Come to school, don't wanna fight, I wanna learn. So please, Mr. Bully, tell me what I've done. You know I have no dad, I'm living with my mom.
'Cause I'm hopeful, yes I am. Hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away.
You call me a fool. I ain't got a choice. I gotta go to school. I wish I had an angel to stand by my side. I'm shaking with fear. I'm so scared inside. Doesn't really matter if I ain't got the look. Why do you always hurt me and destroy me?
'Cause I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away.
Boom, but now I have to pay. I ain't got no food, you take all I have. When I give it to you, search through my bags. I wrote this song for you to see. We could've been friends, yeah, you and me. Mr. Bully, take a moment, please. Every single day, you bring me to my knees. Flesh and blood, accept me, please.
Accept me, please. Ah, that's so cool. Right, and it's very important as because, you know, I think that we are getting closer to the closing time. But I wanted to be brief about, you know, bullying. Is if we happen to see your child is got bullied, just be with them and, you know, be stronger. Because that's what, you know, that song is all about. Just saying that, you know, respect me who I am and let me be myself, right? And give that opportunity to younger people. And if you do so, you're going to be doing an amazing job. And you're going to see your child as the brightest child in the world. And making a bigger change, you know, that's what, you know, you have to give to the next generation. Being someone who can make the biggest change in the world, right? And create that biggest personality is ideally on the reshape of your hand. Mm-hmm. Is not only affected by, because youngest people are not reshaped by only by family, it's also by friends group and social groups and outside environmental factors, what are happening around also reshape younger people, right? And ideally that's what, you know, I was pointing out, and I was pointing out in a bullet point was telling you that if you are a parent, just have that communication issue, do one thing is, you know, ask, start from something very simple. Ask every single day that, you know, what happened to you today? What happened? What was interesting happened today at school, right? And start from that question and then build them yourself up and then ask for coffee date. You know, take them if you feel that they are depressed, take them somewhere, you know, hiking, ice skating, you know, rock climbing, anything that make them feel good and make them feel interested, and then have the normal chat, because they won't tell you straight ahead. You have to spend time with them so that they can be open to you. And they also go for friends, so make sure that you know their friends and make sure you have a happy friendship and, you know, good friendship, and don't too much trick them. Please don't do that, right? Why? Because it's not a good thing to younger people itself. Why? Because we feel that communication barrier, biggest communication barrier is being strict, where they're going to be judged. Don't judge them by what they're telling you, right? And help them to reshape their pathways and point them out, this is the way, and let them be there, and they will automatically get where they have to get, or where they wanted to get, and they will put a lot of work towards that. And trust me that biggest change makers, biggest world leaders, they came from younger people, they came from young age, and they will reshape what was happening around. They reshape by their parents, reshape by their friends. So this is something that happened all the years and all the lifetime and every single way, in a way that it helped. And parents, very ideal for yourself to use that, and please parents, use it, my tips, you know, and just give a check, you know, and call the RCC and just, you know, talk to them. If you do happen to find complexity, talk to the RCC, because they do have youth ambassadors and they do have people who can literally help you and overcome these barriers. And even if you're a younger person, if you want to have a friend, you don't have a friend, you are newly arrived, just pop in and just say, or we do want to talk to a youth ambassador, and then have that friendship going along, because that will help you to break the barriers to mental health. And having good mental health is very important, and that's something that's popping from the last International Day of Mental Health, right? And this is the Mental Health Week as well, right? So just remember to be healthy, have that healthy chat, and be there with nature, and have that hiking. And I was like, also wanted to pop in about youth law. There was a youth community law that you can go and check youthlaw.co.nz, and they do offer, youth law services, and these help you to know if you child or if you're a younger person got into a trouble, you could seek those information. And if you do find things, you know, talk to the RCC, they would be able to pop in with them. And the community advice bureaus, you know, they do have a lot of information. If you're a younger person got into any, legal related issues, and, you know, have been doing something that's illegal, and you wanted to rehabilitate them, there are services that are existing for them, and make things that's smooth to transition. Don't abandon them, because that's the worst thing that you can do to a younger person who did something wrong for one time in life. If they do something for one time in life, that's one time in life, right? It's not the end, right? So just be pop there, and we're going to be signing off today with the song itself, right? And the song is also pretty cool, because this song is also, it also says about one call away, that is also emphasizing the importance of, you know, mental health and the importance of stopping the bullying. If you are a bully, please, if you do know you are a bully and if you are listening to it, please stop it and befriend them, say hi and say sorry. It's important, right? Yeah, I think that I did a good job today without anybody. All right, I think that I did a good job, and I think that you are happy and you are listening to it, and you are amazing, right? And remember, you are amazing. You have a potential to do anything that you wanted in your life. Let's sign off, and you are signing off from Planet FM 104.6 FM, and this is Joe, and this is run by RCC, which is the Outdoor Resettlement Community Coalition. And today we talked about parenting. Call away. Yeah, music. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just want to give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance.